Good morning. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. John and Glenn. Glenn's got a fresh story corner in just a couple of moments. And maybe you have consecrated yourself to St. Joseph. Many of you are doing that through your Lenten journey. I am joining you in that process. And of course, we are at day number two of a novena to St. Joseph leading up to his feast day on March 19th. Annabelle Mosley is a professor of theology and an author of nine books and is here to talk about the different ways, the 12 ways that you can honor St. Joseph this March. Annabelle, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning, John. Thank you.
Tell me about your devotion to St. Joseph.
It's my family's, this devotion to St. Joseph has helped my family so often. I call it the go-to for my family. We love him so much. He helped us with everything from a move we went through to when work has been hard, you know, finding work. And I always think of the words of St. Thomas Aquinas that some saints are privileged to sort of help us with one certain need, but not others. But our holy patron, St. Joseph, has the power to assist us in all cases, everything we do.
Mm. I pray the St. Joseph, and I know many of our Relevant Radio listeners pray the two prayers to St. Joseph on our Relevant Radio app every single day. And yeah, it is really the foundation of the day. And this is one of the 12 ways that you can honor St. Joseph. And it really is a very good idea to ask St. Joseph to just help you work smarter.
Absolutely, working smarter. The fact that he's the patron saint of work is, you know, he's the perfect person to pray to and ask for that help. And what's wonderful is that he can help us with both things. He can help us to work with a joyful heart, offering our labor to the Lord, but also to remember that keeping holy the Sabbath and abstaining from labor on Sunday also honors our Heavenly Father.
And of course, as we have this conversation this morning, Annabelle, it's Wednesday, and we make Wednesday special in honor of St. Joseph.
Yes. Isn't that perfect, the perfect day to be talking about this? We do. We can do the Wednesday tradition. So it's a day that we can really, you know, first of all, any Wednesday all year round, we can honor St. Joseph.
Right.
It's a great reminder, but especially in the month of March. And I love thinking about how that day of the week is right in the middle of the week and how St. Joseph, I almost think of it like the body of St. Joseph with his two arms extended over the rest of our week, loving us the way he did Jesus and Mary.
Annabelle Mosley on the 12 ways you can honor St. Joseph in this month of March here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. You know how you just simply miss the obvious? And I've missed the obvious. Even with my devotion to St. Joseph, it's my confirmation name, my middle name, and was my grandfather's name and my dad's middle name as well. So there's tremendous devotion to St. Joseph. But how you miss the obvious, I have statues of St. Francis in the garden. I've got statues of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the house. I don't have a statue of St. Joseph. How did I, you know, it's like, you know, you hit yourself in the forehead. How did I miss that?
Well, he's always right with you. So maybe that's why it's just so close. But you're right. It's, you know, I did the same thing. I couldn't believe when I went to a garden center and found a statue to St. Joseph. And then I said, oh, how could I be without it? It's so nice to have that reminder. Also, the wonderful statue of St. Joseph that you can buy online at the Catholic Company, many different locations, where there's the sleeping St. Joseph.
Yeah.
And that's one of Pope Francis's favorite devotions, that especially when people have so many worries these days, you can actually, Pope Francis encourages us to write our intention, our worry, on a piece of paper, put it underneath the statue of the sleeping St. Joseph, trusting that the terror of demons, that's one of his titles, the terror of demons, who's feared even when he sleeps by the evil one, will work it out for us. He'll solve it, and we can go to sleep. So that's really a great image.
And also, if, you know, there's a little bit of strife in our families, and there's, you know, usually some tension here and there, it's inevitable. It's just part of our human condition. Ask St. Joseph for his intercession, because he's the pillar of families. And I think we forget about that enormous power that we can tap into as families for unity, to ask St. Joseph for his intercession.
Absolutely. There's a prayer to him, if listeners do a search for the prayer to St. Joseph, that's never known to fail. That's actually, it's known for that,
yep.
Never known to fail. There's a phrase that he holds sleeping Jesus. Press him in my name, kiss his fine head for us, and ask him to return the kiss when we draw our dying breath. And that image of him cuddling the baby Jesus, holding him close in his strong and gentle arms, really couldn't be a greater image for us when we need something.
That prayer, by the way, is one of the two prayers to St. Joseph on our Relevant Radio app, and it's a very powerful prayer because, you know, when you pray that and you put yourself right in the middle of it, and you can just see St. Joseph. And, you know, we've seen many, many depictions of him cradling the infant Jesus. And when you think about that, it's perhaps one of the most intimate conversations that you will ever have in the course of your day with St. Joseph, to ask for his intercession as he cradles the baby Jesus in his arms.
That's so beautiful.
And it's right there on our Relevant Radio app. And also, and this is a great Italian tradition, and I've seen pictures of this, and maybe this is something on the to-do list, and I've got another week to get it happen, is to to make it happen. The St. Joseph's Day altar, right? A great Italian tradition.
Oh, it's so much fun. It's so much fun. We're so lucky that we have so many fun Catholic traditions. And everybody, from the eldest member of the family to the littlest, will enjoy it. The St. Joseph's Day altar is, you know, and you can find more in my article on Alatea, but there's, you sort of do three layers if you can, even if it's simple. One table, and then you could put like a box on top of that and another little layer on top of that. And you decorate the altar with all kinds of foods. You could put a statue of St. Joseph at the top. And on St. Joseph's Day, you gather the family, have a great, you know, hopefully Italian meal, and you have this beautiful image to remind you that we offer everything to St. Joseph because he can give us so much in prayer.
And Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day, to give them a plug. And if you want to have meatballs, that could be the one meat that you could have today on a Wednesday in Lent, right? Absolutely. And honor your father. Honor your father. And I know there's some tension sometimes between children and fathers, but really honor your father.
Absolutely. And all of our spiritual fathers as well. So whether it's our biological father, who we're so grateful to for the gift of life, but also any adoptive father, foster father, even a grandfather, a beloved uncle, and any good priests in our lives. St. Joseph's Day is such a perfect day to honor them. I mean, what an opportunity to celebrate them. Send them a card, call them up, make them dinner. Maybe they could come to that St. Joseph's Day dinner. Even offer a Mass in their honor, a great reminder to say thank you to the St. Josephs in our lives.
Absolutely. Annabelle Mosley has written about this for Alatea that I'll tweet out and put on our Morning Air Facebook page, 12 Ways You Can Honor St. Joseph in this beautiful month of March, as we are in day number 2 of the Novena to St. Joseph, working towards his feast day on the 19th of the month. Annabelle Mosley online at AnnabelleMosley.com, a professor of theology and one of our voices here, part of our morning family on Morning Air. Annabelle, thank you.
Oh, thank you, John.
We'll check in with our Wednesday Lenten group, get spiritual direction from Father Marcel Tyone. That's in the next hour of Morning Air. But right now at 5 before, it's time for today's Glenn Story Corner.